The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Shane Long made a late move last night in the transfer window. The Republic of Ireland striker has joined Bournemouth on loan from Southampton until the end of the season. Troy Parrott is also on the move, going to League One Ipswich Town on loan from Spurs after his spell at Millwall ended. Liverpool snapped up two players. Ben Davies is signed from Preston for £2 million, while the Schalke defender Ozan Kabak has also joined the Premier League champions. The 20-year-old Turkish international goes to Merseyside on an initial loan deal with the option to buy in the summer. All of this comes after central defender Joel Matip was ruled out for the rest of the season with an ankle ligament injury. Takumi Minamino has gone to Southampton on loan from Liverpool. Elsewhere, Arsenal shipped out two players on loan, Ainsley Maitland-Niles to West Brom and Joe Willock to Newcastle. Josh King has joined Everton on loan from Bournemouth. John Joe Kenny has left Everton, going to Celtic on loan. Now, Manchester United can go level on points with Manchester City at the top of the Premier League this evening. The Red Devils host Southampton at Old Trafford from 8:15. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is hoping to get back to winning ways, with United only taking 1 point from six available in the top flight.
You know, the momentum shifted for us with the Sheffield United game. Of course it did. But I've got the delegates' report through from the ref and the two decisions were wrong. David admitted that their goal should have been disallowed and ours should have stood. And that is a big, big momentum changer for us. That's more likely when you go 1-0 up than 1-0 down that you can go on and maybe win that game. So that's fine margins. And that's... It has been the way this season, fine margins.
The meeting of Newcastle United and Crystal Palace has also got an 8:15 start this evening. Elsewhere, Arsenal could propel themselves to sixth if they overcome Wolves at Molineux. The Gunners haven't lost in the league since before Christmas. Their manager, Mikel Arteta, believes his players must push on.
We know that there is a long way to go, a lot of... points to catch up with the top teams, but we have to go game by game, and if we keep performing the way we are at the moment, we will be in a good position at the end of the season, but we have to be very consistent to have any chance of achieving any top spots.
There's a big game at the bottom tonight with strugglers Sheffield United and West Brom meeting at Bramall Lane. Both of those encounters, the Arsenal-Wolves game and the Blades against the Baggies, underway at 6 o'clock. The new League of Ireland Premier Division season will begin with Drogheda United playing host at Waterford on March the 19th. Defending champions Shamrock Rovers are also in action on the opening night against St Patrick's Athletic, while Finn Harps are to meet Bohemians. The following day it's Longford Town against Derry City and Sligo Rovers at home to Dundalk. The GAA has said it would be irresponsible for counties to return to collective training at this time, but the association has not ruled out the national leagues beginning in March. The organisation's COVID-19 advisory group will reconvene in a fortnight. In rugby, Ireland is engaged in talks with the English, Welsh and Scottish unions about a joint bid for the 2031 World Cup. Ireland bid for the 2023 competition, but lost out on hosting that to France. Australia are seen as front-runners to stage the 2027 tournament. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Nicola Tallant, the Sunday World journalist, on the BBC Panorama documentary about Daniel Kinahan. We're also joined on the show this morning by Graeme Hunter. Then tonight, we'll be joined by Dan McDonnell and Mel Reddy. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.